Bob Seger will be going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the new year, and he has a new CD, a second volume of Greatest Hits.
It seems like only yesterday I didn't have a clue.
You haven't toured in years. You haven't done a studio album in years.
Mm-hmm. But I've done a lot of homework.
What, caulking, caulking and drywalling? Is that...
No, just a lot of kid homework. You know, I've relearned math, new math. Have you been around new math?
No, thank you.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, my wife and I are going back to school. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's just, and I do write a lot of songs, and I've done some stuff in movies and stuff like that. But I don't know. It just seems when the kids came along, I've been doing it from 65 till 87, almost nonstop. 22 years. If I wasn't touring, I was doing an album. If I wasn't recording an album, I was writing an album. And I started to slow down a little bit in 87.
Well, there's a song on this album that could be a plea from your starving fans. Come Back, Bobby, Rock and Roll Never Forgets.
It's funny. I wrote that when I was 31, and I thought I was old then.
Sweet 16's bad.
Kids ever say things like, Daddy, that song Fire Down Below, what's that about?
Actually, those kinds of songs, they kind of pass over. They like the poppier stuff, you know, because they're young, and they don't get it when Dad's singing hard and bluesy and rough.
Here comes old Rose, she's looking mighty fine. Here comes hot Nancy, she's stepping right on time. Here go the streetlights.
Shakedown was your only number one. Can that be true?
Yeah, it's tough for me to believe, too. But we had a bunch of them that would go two and three. And then in that era, when we were popular, we were up against the Eagles, Billy Joel, Fleetwood Mac, disco, you know, all that stuff. So we wouldn't get to number one, but we would get awfully close. And we'd be there. Like, for instance, Shame on the Moon was number two for 3 weeks in a row.
Hey, watch me.
You had help from an eagle on that.
Glenn Fry, old friend. We've been friends for like 30 years. We had the same manager when we were very young, and even for a week we were in the same band together. But that's the way sort of Glenn was. He was in a band every week for a while.
I was getting to Fire Lake, which has three Eagles on it. So you weren't up against the Eagles; you just incorporated them somehow.
Well, we're just old friends. It's like we made it. They made it about a year and a half before I did, and I just kind of they're like my oldest friends in rock and roll.
Who wants to play those eights and aces? Who wants a raise? Who needs a steak? Who wants to take that long shot gamble and head out the fire lane? Head out the fire lane.
Okay, yeah. The new songs you have on here that you borrowed from the Uncut album. One is Tomorrow, which is you know, musically very Bob Seger, but the lyrics are a bit different. A different kind of lyric for you.
I'm trying to, I don't know, just experimenting lyrically, trying to get a little simpler. And it sort of uses some analogies from science. which I think are already passé if you talk to a physicist, but basically the message of the song is, you know, appreciate what you have today because nobody knows what's happening tomorrow.
Let me see a show of hands. Tell me the truth now. What happens if neutrinos have mass?
In March, when they put you into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, then you have to go perform there, so...
That's exactly right. Yep.
Well, considering you're a man with now two greatest hits albums, which numbers would you do there?
I'd have to do Night Moves because I think that's on the wall already in Cleveland as one of the 500 best rock and roll songs ever written, so I'd better do that one. But we don't do too many ballads, so in a 45-minute set, I might just do the two. I might do Night Moves, Turn the Page, maybe Main Street. And that would be the ballad end of it. Then it'd be rocking out.
I think I'm going to Kathmandu.
Bob Seger's new CD is Greatest Hits 2. An album of new songs will be released in the spring. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.